Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues in the upcoming November election. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent, or not affiliated with either party?
Democrat. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay. A Democrat.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. All right. And if you're, and your, is your opinion of Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Fairly positive.
Very positive.
No negative feelings about them.
Okay. All right. And how would you rate that overall quality of conditions, you know, of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't know. I'm blind.
Okay, so don't, okay. All right,
last time I did one of these, I was the only person that said the roads were great because
oh, really?
I had no idea, right?
Okay, and which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? Okay, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes about, but they are in needing more repairs.
They appear to be fairly good as a passenger.
Okay, so they've done a good job, right? The first one?
Fairly good, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. Now, how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay, you know, as a resident in Glenwood Springs, given the level of service provided by your local and state government? Would you say much too high, somewhat high, about right, or a bit low?
About right.
About right. Okay. All right, sir. As you may know, you know, as you may heard of, you know, read on the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon to expire local one half a cent sales tax, you know, that generates money for street maintenance and repairs. Please cast your vote yes or no on each of the following three separate options.
Oh,
okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, the first one, the option one would you vote yes or no to renew a, you know, 0.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 0.5 cent, or a total 1 cent to provide funds to needed for, you know, to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repair?
Yes.
Next 20 years, okay,
yes.
As well as to cover costs of repairing deteriorating water and sewage pipes. Under the streets when, you know, a full replacement of the street is needed. Would that be yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, sorry, option two, would you vote yes or no to renew the 0.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to total of 3/4 cent, you know, 3/4, to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years. Would that be yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and option three.
Because tourists pay most of it. Go ahead.
Okay. Option three, would you vote yes or no to continue that 0.5 cent sales tax for the next 20 years, 20 years that funds the city streets and road maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Next, do you agree or disagree with the statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increases ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Okay, the statement says taxes are too high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of a local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make, okay? Please rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all, okay? Here's the first one. Excuse me?
I didn't understand the question.
Oh, this is some statements that supporters might make, okay, about the maintenance of the street. The supporters might make about this tax. The option.
They're going to do some good stuff this summer.
Okay. All right, sir. Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Would you say that statement is very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason to vote yes?
What was the first one?
Very persuasive reason.
Wait a minute. Very poor reason or
no?
It's a very good reason.
Yes, a very persuasive reason. That's what it is.
I'm not understanding you, sir.
It's very good reason, but they write it, as persuasive.
Okay, let me say it and then you answer it the right way. I think it's a good reason to do preventative maintenance.
Yes, sir. But they say, it's a very persuasive
reason. Yeah,
I agree. Reason.
That's a good
reason.
Somewhat
persuasive and not persuasive at all. But you say very good, right? Very persuasive.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. The other one said voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means, that when the city needs to do a full replacement of the street and then the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Would you say that's very persuasive somewhat or not persuasive at all?
Wait a minute, what? I don't know what you said. I'm deafblind, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, so you agree what I just told you? It's like a very agreeable or somewhat agreeable or not, but they put it as very persuasive reason to vote yes.
To vote yes for the taxes?
Yes. Yes.
Very persuasive. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. The third one says the full 1 cent sales tax option provides, additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets, are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewage pipes underneath, some which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. Would you say that's a good
idea? Yeah, good idea.
Okay.
Good
very
idea.
Persuasive or somewhat?
Very persuasive.
Okay. The city's public work department has a solid record of accomplishment, maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing needed work. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
Very persuasive.
Okay. Since the cost of construction materials, for road repairs is up, significantly, since voters last approved the 0.5 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a one quarter cent increase is the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep, pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done.
Good idea. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Voting yes to increase the sales tax above, its current 0.5 cent level, provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
Very persuasive.
Okay, by voting yes for the one, the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging and leaky water and sewage pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills into the sales tax, where the cost is, shared with non-residents making purchasing in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Very persuasive, somewhat or not?
Very persuasive. Go ahead.
Okay, 100% of the money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
That it can't be diverted to other uses. Yeah, that's very persuasive.
All right, a significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make up, you know, who make purchases
tourists.
Here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Would you say very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
It's persuasive.
The last one said, unless, you know, the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is a very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Would you say that's very persuasive somewhat or not?
I didn't understand the question.
Okay, the statement says, unless, you know, the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there's a very little money from the state or, you know, federal government to keep our, you know, our streets in good shape.
But we have to do it. Go ahead.
It's up to the local community to take care of itself.
Yeah.
Very, very persuasive somewhat or
very
not
persuasive. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Having heard all this information on both sides, okay, how would you vote? Would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? Option one, to renew that one, you know, the one half a cent sales tax and add an additional half a cent of a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay all the streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as to cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as to cover costs of replacing. Okay. Vote yes, right? All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Option two, okay, to replace the one half cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 a cent to a total of 3 and a 4 cents, okay, 3/4, to provide funds needed to pay all the streets and road repair, road maintenance and service repair for the next 20 years as well to cover.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, sir. And option three is to continue, you know, to continue that 1/2 cent sales tax for the 20 years to fund the city's streets and road maintenance. Would that be yes or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, I'd vote for that, yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and finally, okay, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to give, you know, the money up front to, you know, to speed up the road repairs and replacement projects and contract for repairs, you know, at today's construction prices rather than the future rising prices?
I would agree to that.
Okay, support that. All right, sir. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose, okay, what is your gender?
My wife.
Gender?
Male.
Okay, thank you. And can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54?
I'm 81.
81, okay, thank you. And how long have you lived in the Glenwood Springs area? You say 0 to 5 years?
This time, 40 years.
Okay, so more than 30 years, right? Okay, all right.
40,
all right,
yeah, right.
And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Own. All right, sir, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.